We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
What's good, everybody? It is our favorite time of the year here at The Black Effect. We're heading down to Atlanta for the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival. And we're not going alone. Nissan is back as our partner, and they're continuing their Pitch Your Podcast Lounge at the festival, where you'll have the opportunity to pitch your podcast idea live and share it with the Black Effect team. So get those podcast ideas ready. And remember, you can count on Nissan to dial up the thrill in your adventures, no matter where life takes you. Visit blackeffect.com/podcast. Festival for more details.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Classes in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
Steady calling my phone.
Tell her. It's topic time. Call 800-585-1051 to join into the discussion with the Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, if you're just joining us, we were talking about a topic. We were talking behind the scenes. Now, behind the scenes, this actually started from Charlamagne's donkey yesterday.
Yes, because during Donkey of the Day, a young man robbed a woman at gunpoint. And while he was robbing her, he made her follow him on Facebook and actually hit her up. Mm. And they were going back and forth. And then he, you know, wanted to go on a date with her. And told her he's sorry he had to rob her. She's too pretty to be robbed. And I'm sitting there thinking, like, he's only thinking she likes him because she replied to him on Facebook. He's too stupid and clearly too arrogant to not realize he's getting lined up to get arrested. Mm. But it made me think, like, why can't men, you know, why can't a woman give a man a compliment or just look in a man's direction without the man thinking, hey, man, that woman wants me?
I mean, I just think that's how society is and how people see things. I feel like if a woman compliments a guy, goes out of her way to say something looks nice or something looks good, or I think that is, you know, I think that leaves the door for, you know, maybe a conversation.
Highly disagree. You know what I think a compliment is?
What?
A compliment. Like, simple as that. If I tell you I like your shirt, if I tell you I like your sneakers, it's because I like your shirt and I like your sneakers. Like, simple as that. Like, it has nothing to do with anything else. And I don't know why men don't understand that.
I disagree, and I think the same thing with men. I think if a man compliments a woman, it's not because he's just like, oh, that's a dope shirt. I think a lot of times it's because he wants to kind of just holler and see if the door's open.
All right, remember that, Mr. Married Man. Remember that next time you tell a woman you like her sneakers. You know what I mean?
I don't.
You don't tell a woman you like her sneakers?
I don't. Only if I compliment somebody that we all know. I'll never step out and be like, hey, Ma, you got some dope kicks on. I don't do that.
No, that's not true. Because, like, sometimes you might see a girl with a nice hairdo. Like, I love dreadlocks. You know what I mean? I'm like, yo, I like your dreads.
Now, I will say that. If I do see a nice hairdo, and I might say, hey, who did your hair? Because I would love, my wife would probably love my daughter's hair to look like that. It's the truth.
It's the truth.
It's just still a compliment. There's nothing wrong with giving people compliments, man. Intention matters.
Brandon, step to the mic for a second.
Brandon is our Ghana connection.
Yes. If a woman pays you a compliment, does that open the door?
What I said was, you better not pay me no compliment because I'm going to go for it.
See, Brandon, how old are you, Brandon?
I'm 27 years
Brandon
old.
Brandon is 27 years old. He don't know no better yet, okay? He's young, he's hot, he's horny at all times. A woman can look his way and he think the woman want him. You know what I mean?
Now, Brandon,
there be women that be coming in this building, they paying Brandon no attention. He be like, I think I got a shot. Rubbing his chest. I think I got a shot. Janelle Monae. I think I got a shot.
Yeah,
who was it that he really said he had a shot with, Ray?
Chloe Bailey.
I think I got a shot with your cousin.
Still ain't put me down with his cousin, though. But
Brandon, if you give a woman a compliment, are you opening the door for maybe trying to holler as well?
Yeah.
If they're not a friend or coworker. If you see a woman in the street and you're like, nice shirt. You're not saying nice shirt because...
Yeah, if it's a stranger, yeah, I'm... Yes.
He's 27. He don't know no better. You can give people compliments and nothing be behind it. Take it from somebody who's a sex symbol, bro. I've been unbelievably handsome my whole life.
Cap!
Ever since I was a little kid, older women my age, oh, you so handsome, you so cute, isn't that?
Cap!
I never thought about it. It's never been anything other than a compliment.
I can't believe anything you say. That's a goddamn lie. Hello, who's this?
Geechee.
Hey, Geechee, good morning.
Good morning.
Now, Geechee, what do you think? If a woman pays you a compliment, is that opening the door to have a conversation at least?
Now, we all know nowadays these women are stuck up. They don't want to talk to nobody. So if a woman pays you a compliment with your outfit or your appearance, period, that's open up a line.
Man, if y'all don't see that.
Charlamagne is married, so he out the game. He can't really even speak on this.
Envy out the game, too. He should be.
I am out the game.
I just think y'all sound ridiculous thinking that just because a woman gives you a compliment that she wants you.
I didn't say she wants you, but she's opening the door for a conversation at least.
Not.
Minimal.
No, she's not.
Yes, she is.
Let's be real, man. You go to the club these days, women aren't even trying to say two words to you. So if they look at you and pay you a compliment, I think that's opening the door at least for a conversation.
You know, you know the mistake y'all making right now?
What?
Talking to
But
go to the women.
We gonna go to the women.
Go to some women. Ask the women. How we talking about what women?
But I'm also telling you what guys feel like when you pay them a compliment.
I know guys feel that way, but we stupid.
You right.
Go to the women.
800-585-1051. We'll take your calls when we come back. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
It's topic time. Call 800-585-1051 to join into the discussion with the Breakfast Club.
Talk about it.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Now, if you're just joining us, we're talking about compliments. And we were having this conversation behind the scenes saying if a woman compliments a guy, does that mean she's opening the door for at least a conversation?
Such a ridiculous train of thought that men have. And this whole conversation is just confirming what I already knew. A woman can't even look in a man's direction without the man thinking she want me. You know one of the stupidest things men say?
What?
I'm gonna F her. How you know? You know what I mean? Like, how do you know this? Like, how you could just look at a woman and say, I'm going to F her? How do you know?
Hello, who's this?
Hi, this is Christy.
Hey, Christy, good morning. Hey, Christy, the bus driver, good morning.
How you doing? Happy birthday, Charlamagne.
Thank you, Queen. Appreciate you.
Now, Christy, if you compliment a guy, right? A compliment a guy's outfit, clothes, sneakers, kicks, are you opening the door for at least a conversation?
No.
Thank you.
I'm a bus driver, and I interact with people all day, and I may compliment a woman. I'm not gay.
True indeed.
Okay. But if you compliment a guy, let's say you see a nice, handsome guy.
I'm trying to convince her.
Walking on the bus. And you say, hey, that's a nice shirt. You don't think that, okay, that's opening the door for at least a conversation?
It might open a conversation. He might come back tomorrow and be like, oh, you was the one that said I had a nice shirt on. So he's going to wear a nice shirt again the next day.
See?
He might wear the same shirt again.
But you
y'all so stupid.
But you complimenting him because you think he's handsome, right?
Man, why are you trying to sway the jury?
I'm not
think any of this.
Thank you, Christy.
All right, y'all have a good day.
Tabitha.
Hello. How are you?
How you feeling this morning, Tabitha?
I am feeling blessed.
All right. Now we're talking about if you compliment a man, right? Does that open the door for a conversation?
I don't believe so. I'm a real estate broker, and I was complimenting the builder on his work. We went and we purchased the property from the dirt, and then he built the property in 3 months. And I complimented to his wife, who was the other agent on the other side. And so the product was sold, and then I needed her again. And she's like, not responding to me, because I complimented her husband and I said he did such a good job. He's so awesome. He's great. And I really would mean it, you know, in no way just complimenting his product. And he won't call me back.
I'm going to tell you exactly what happened in that situation. That man went to his wife and said you was flirting with him. I guarantee it. I guarantee it. Yo, man, your girl, that show, she was flirting with me, yo. All you did was compliment him on his work, but he took it as, oh, she want me. And so he wanted to look like the man to his wife, so he went to his wife and told his wife you was flirting with him. Guaranteed.
Oh, man. I mean, that is totally not it, and I really need him for another client.
See what I'm saying?
Thank you, mama.
Yes, I do.
Men got to stop leading with their ego. Hello? This is ridiculous.
Hello, who's this?
This is Ronnie from Chuck Town.
843, what's happening, my brother?
Ronnie, talk to us.
Yeah, man. I don't feel like a woman, if she give me a compliment on my shirt or give me a compliment on my clothes, I don't feel like she's actually flirting. I just feel like she's like my style, like my swag, how I come in. But I do feel like if I come back with a compliment and she kind of give me that laugh or that smirk, I can kind of get in the door, man. I just
see?
Feel that confident,
it's
man.
Opening up the you conversation.
No. This he took it somewhere else, like meaning that she complimented your shirt and then you replied back with something probably flirty, and then when she
come
replied,
on, that's all, man, you know how I live in Chucktown, man, you give me that little smile, that little talk.
I know. That's what I'm saying, but you replied back with something flirty.
Smile, she, laugh,
when,
you know.
That's right. When she replied, if she replied to that energy, that's different.
That's different. But I mean, I told her just give me a compliment. I get that all the time at Charleston, so. I mean, I appreciate it. I give it back. You know, you're from the South, so kind of do good compliments.
Listen, man, you know that
they not be talking down here.
You know the most handsome men in the world exist from come from the low country. This is a fact.
Cat!
This is a scientific fact. The most handsome men in the world are born in the 843.
Lulu!
Yes, good morning!
Good morning, Lulu.
It's Lulu from Miami. How are you guys doing?
How you feeling? Talk to us. So if
good.
If you see a handsome young man and you like his shirt, right? And you say, hey, brother, that's a nice shirt that you're wearing. It fits well. Is that opening the door for a conversation, Lulu? Let's be honest.
Yes, it is. It depends on the environment, but it could be flirting. It could be breaking the ice, being approachable towards the person.
See? Thank
Lulu.
You.
Lulu.
Darla, yes. I want to say happy birthday to you. A big fan from Miami, and you're right. Everybody from Florida is crazy.
Everybody is from Florida is crazy. And you crazy for yes, thinking sir. That every man, whether you like the person, we just talking about random walking down the street. Lulu, you got on something from Lululemon. Hey, I like what you wearing. Bong. That don't mean I want to holler.
Thank you. You say thank you.
That's it. Simple as that.
Now, if he's handsome, then you go back and double back and be like, thank you so much.
Lord.
And then you start talking.
Yes.
To Lulu.
Yes.
See?
Yes.
Thank you. He's not handsome, so he don't get that. He don't understand
First
that.
Of all, that's all I've been getting my whole
life. That is cat.
I came out the womb handsome, man. I got that look, bro. Okay? I'm a handsome individual.
Man, what's the moral of the story, man?
The moral of the story is you stupid-ass men, women don't want y'all just because they compliment your shirt. Women don't want y'all just because they tell you nice sneakers. All right? Stop it. Knock it off.
My Jesus. All right. When we come back, we got your rumor report. We got to discuss Casanova. He was sentenced to 15 years in prison. And Casanova's girlfriend says she's going to ride. Promise to hold him down the whole 15 years. Let's discuss. It's the Breakfast Club.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha. The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it! Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity, designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. Gainbridge is helping build a better financial future for women. Retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.